Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fan. And thankfully, the preseason is almost over. Just 6 days till the preseason ends and we get to some real football. I can't wait. Dustin can't wait. Zach Jackson is with us as well. Zach, are you ready for the preseason to end?
So ready.
Right? Isn't this the worst at this point?
Yeah. It's a necessary evil. There are benefits to it. And that's, why it goes on. And changing it is not as easy as some of us want it to be. But at this point, near the Browns, there probably legitimately are only three or four jobs really at stake. You've got all sorts of guys with mostly minor things. That's the good news. But there's nothing to gain. I think most of the starters are going to play tonight, but there's nothing for them to gain. There really isn't.
Why are they even going to play?
You'd have to ask Freddie that, honestly.
I don't know if I told you this, but last night, this was after the Carolina game, I ran into Freddie in the lobby, and we just kind of chatted for a little bit about, the game today. And I think I asked him again, how much you think you're going to play Bake? And he's like, I don't know. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. And he goes, I'll be honest, seeing Cam go down.
Yeah.
He's like, it makes you think twice about playing your quarterback in these final preseason games.
Well, I was getting on the plane yesterday, and someone was talking to me about it. Said he'd come down here last year, too. And remember, this is the game where Baker takes the helmet-to-helmet, and they don't flag it? Like, if a guy gets a concussion in tonight's game, even a slight one, he's questionable for week one.
Yeah.
Right? So that just tells me, I know Odell's not going to play.
No.
I'm pretty confident that Chubb, Jarvis, Miles would be a couple of snaps. But it's just, to me, it's just not worth the risk.
Zach, you said there's only a few positions up for grabs, which is a breath of fresh air, right? We're used to every position being up for grabs, not knowing who how many years have we been doing this? And by this week, we don't even know who the starting quarterback is. But, obviously it's real different this year. But let's talk about some of those positions that are up for grabs. Let's start with kicker, believe it or not. It used to be you only drafted a Browns kicker in fantasy, not anything else. Now you draft everything except for the kicker. Is the Browns week one kicker on the roster right now?
Well, first, let me say 2 years ago this weekend, they came here. They started DeShone Kizer.
That's right.
He went 6 of 18, and we were all like, not bad.
That's true. Oh, gosh.
Is the kicker on the roster board?
Yeah.
I would lean towards no. However, I do not know how this is going to play out. I think Greg Joseph has been ahead in the battle. However, neither has been great, and after the margin was really wide, say a week and a half into camp, I think it's lessened. And the outside options are just neither plentiful nor great, so you have to have a plan here. Greg Joseph, to some small level, is a proven commodity to the Browns, right? Now, if they could trust him to consistently make extra points and 40-yard field goals, they'd have never drafted a guy in the fifth round, and it looks like lit that pick on fire, right? But he has done it. So do you really go outside and get a guy who's never kicked in a game just because he's been impressive in camp for, say, Carolina or someone else? I don't know. So my lean is no, but, I'm talking like 55-45, and I think tonight is huge, as could be next week for both of these guys.
Let's talk about the other
– Zach.
The other position,
sorry, Bull,
the other position that we've been talking a lot about, and that's right guard. Obviously, when they traded Zeitler, we all thought Austin Corbett could step up, or we hoped maybe that he'd step up and play right guard. He's been a disaster. He looks like a bust. Maybe it's too early to say it. I don't know if you think it's too early to say it. And who do you think is going to win that position?
Well, my read on it is the competition for starter is over. It's Eric Kush.
Okay.
The only thing that could change that is Kyle Kalis coming back from a concussion Monday. And just lighting it up and them wanting to play Kyle Kalis. But it's been Kush since before the first preseason game, which was a long time ago now. So the question is, what do you do with Corbett in the future? And when you look at this line, this is the disappointing thing about Corbett's struggles. When you look at this line, realistically, the only guy you know is going to be here next year is Joel Bitonio, right? So you
True.
Wanted Corbett to fill in at least one of those spots, right? You wanted to know – who your 8 or 9 guys that you're going to keep are going to be, because you're going to develop some young guys, A, to have them ready because offensive linemen get hurt, and B, because you need to establish this. J.C. Treader's contract is up. You know, would it make sense to sign Baker Mayfield center the way Baker looks to be going? Sure, but it's not done. You know, both tackles, not necessarily here past this year. So I do think, though, that Cush is the right guard, barring injury or total change.
Got to be right at this point. I guess the big question is it too early to call Corbett a complete bust?
Yes.
It's too early.
It's too early. And it's too early.
I asked Freddie about this yesterday in our production meetings. I said, are you getting, like, frustrated that he hasn't, like, become a starter in his second season? And he, like, kind of paused about it. I think he was frustrated. He didn't say it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he was. But then he goes on to say, listen, you know, it does sometimes take guys longer to develop and come on.
Right.
Now, it shouldn't for a guy who's the 33rd overall pick. But he hasn't. And you watch him every day, Zach, in practice. And you text me and our other buddies about this. And you have not been impressed, right?
No. I got to say the most disappointing thing, and I'm not claiming I was privy to this conversation, but when they start mapping out the offseason, they're like, we need to add pass rush, and one thing we can do is move Kevin Zeitler. Now, only a few teams, maybe one, is going to trade for a guard who makes $13
million. Sure.
They made that, but you make that move to, A, get Olivier Vernon, make an area of your team better, but you drafted this guy at 33 overall, so it's supposed to be an easy fit. And listen, Dorsey knows what he's doing. I mean, totally under the radar because of Odell Beckham, because of Olivier Vernon. He signs these three veteran offensive linemen in March for, you know, pennies on the scale. He knows these guys. And here's Eric Cush slated to start and be a guy that you're going to count on.
Zach, how do you think the playing time ends up working itself out at linebacker with the young guys?
Zero for them when the real games start.
Zero.
Except on special teams.
Wow.
Yeah, you're gonna
play.
This is a 4-2-5 defensive team with few exceptions. And Taki hasn't even been in for 2 weeks, and he's been less than impressive when he was. And until Mac Wilson proves he's ready, I mean, he would only play in special situations. He's not better than Schobert or Kirksey. He's just not. So I think these guys play in special situations, on special teams, and you maybe get them in, but they're mostly going to be in two linebacker sets, and those two linebackers are going to be Schobert and Kirksey.
Zach, what do you think that the Browns' plan is for Braxton Miller? And does he? I think he's going to play tonight a little bit. Coach kind of alluded to that last night in our meetings. But does he have a chance? Is it too quick here? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. Even really that.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks.
He got here on Tuesday morning. Right?
Yeah. So he'll get 2 preseason games.
Yeah, so 1 practice, meetings in a preseason game, and then 2 practices in a preseason game. You know, I thought, well, he's just here. But if you're Braxton Miller, why would you take this gig right now if you didn't think that there was a place to stick?
Sure.
So that, to me, is he the punt returner? Did they tell him we're going to give you a chance to play all the special teams and maybe develop a role for you? Did they tell him we're going to find a way for at least the first 4 weeks, so don't worry about the 2 weeks. We got 4 weeks till Callaway comes back. And now you're talking about October 1st, which is a long, long way down the road here. So I'm not dismissing Brax. My initial reaction was, this is strange. He's only going to be here for 10 days. But I've kind of come around on that. I feel like we're missing something there.
Zach, good stuff, man. Thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Zach Jackson, good to talk with him as always. The 5 at 5 is next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.